Disney employee with a diaper fetish. This story is so weird that I almost pushed it out of my mind. I was around 15 or 16 and I was on vacation at Walt Disney World sometime during the summer. My family has the Vacation Club membership, so we go a few times a year and live close by anyways. We were staying in the Vacation Club Villas, which is a separate building from the main hotel. I brought two of my friends, Savannah and Victoria, and we got bored around 2 a.m. So we went down to the gym. It's open 24 hours. We weren't even going to work out, just take mirror selfies and mess around with the exercise balls. There's a desk for the spa portion of the gym, or maybe it's a sauna, I don't really remember. But since it was so late, there were no employees. So we were messing around behind the desk and I found a notebook. I'm not sure why, I was super annoying at the time, but I decided to write my Twitter, Instagram handles in there, and so did Savannah. Looking back, I'm pretty sure we could get in trouble since guests aren't supposed to screw around with a desk. I didn't think much of it, and we left the gym, and the next morning we checked out of the hotel. On the drive back home, I got a Twitter notification, and it was from a diaper fetish account. The creepy thing is, this account was active for a while, and had disgusting pictures of grown men in diapers, and other disturbing pictures of children. So did Savannah, and we both sat there looking at each other like, what the hell? The account tweeted at us saying something like, I know who you are and what you've done, and your vacation will end abruptly. They tweeted some more creepy stuff like telling us to watch our backs, but I knew it was clearly because we left our names in the notepad. I didn't reply back. Then I noticed I had a new follower, and the follower's name was my name, but the username was similar to the diaper account. The account started tweeting my address, phone number, and random pictures of me from deep in my social media. They did the same thing with Savannah's name, so at this point we were both seriously terrified. I got a text from a random number saying that they were watching us and knew more than we thought. They even started texting me about my boyfriend at the time and asked me really messed up questions about him. I told him to stop messaging me and I blocked him. I didn't get any more texts, but the Twitter account continued to tweet about me and random details that I know they had to dig deep to find. I blocked them on that too and put all my accounts on private. I never got any more messages, but the Twitter accounts are still up to this day. So to the sicko Disney employee with the diaper fetish, please stay far away from me. Creep at Disneyland. I don't remember exactly how old I was. I remember definitely being in elementary school, probably about fifth grade. My mom and I loved to go to Disneyland. We live about an hour's drive away and had an annual pass. One of my mom's favorite rides was Tower of Terror, which I was much afraid of because of the drops. Right in front of the ride is a little area for the fast passes, for anyone who isn't familiar. They're just small machines you can get passes from to skip the line, where I would wait for my mom while she went on the ride. There's always a worker there, plus many others in viewing distance, and I had one of those flip phones in case I got lost. As I'm sitting there, I hear a worker behind me talking to a man, asking to move out from the fast pass area, since they were closing them off for the day. The man walked out and sat down next to me. Now, I was a very friendly kid, so naturally I was going to start a conversation with him while I waited. When I turned, he was already looking at me. He stuck out his hand, offering to shake hands with me, and gave me his name, which he said was Light. Now that I'm older and I've watched Death Note, I'm sure it was a reference to the show. I introduced myself to him and we began to talk. As the conversation went on, he scooted closer to me. Again, I didn't think anything of it. I figured he just wanted to be able to hear me better. It was a relatively normal conversation, asking where I was from, hobbies, how old I was, etc. Until he asked, "Do you have a phone? What's your phone number?" Luckily, I had my phone in my bag, so I just said I was too young for one. He followed this question up with, "Are you ticklish?" Remember, I was a tiny fifth grade girl at the time, and he has just told me he's 19. I froze and felt all the adrenaline rushing into my body as he proceeded to grab and squeeze very high up on my thighs and the sides of my stomach. That lasted for about 5 seconds until I saw my mom, which prompted me to get up and run to her. I walked up though, and she looked really mad at me. She was looking past, and from behind I heard, "Hi, I'm Light." He shook my mom's hand. "I was wondering if I could spend the rest of the day with you guys." My mom said no, and he walked away. I began bawling my eyes out to her. She explained the reason why she looked so angry was because when I was a little kid, I used to invite people over to the house or to hang out with us, so she assumed I had done it again. I didn't tell her about him touching me until I began high school, which I definitely should have. But for some reason, I had this idea in my head that I would have been in a lot of trouble if I had told her. Nearly abducted at Disney. I was about 6 or 7 when we took a family holiday to Disney World in Florida. My mom was paranoid about us not going off with strangers and was convinced that I was a target, being a blue-eyed blonde kid. All I wanted was my freedom to run around and stuff. But nope, from day one I always had a Velcro strap put around my wrist with a boingy cable linking me to my mom. I was essentially on a leash. A week at Disney on a leash was hell for me, and probably for my parents too. Nowadays you'd call it ADD. Back then it was just being naughty. If I wasn't trying to undo the strap, I was barking like a dog, howling like a dog, or rolling around on the floor. I was a joy of a child. The last day there, I had calmed down. Well, I was speaking like a human again rather than a dog. I begged and begged for my parents to let me off the leash until finally they gave in and said yes, I could take the strap off. But I had to hold one of their hands. Fair deal. All went swimmingly to begin with. I stayed close to my parents, held their hands. As time went by and it became clear I was going to run off, there were so many exciting things to see, all my favorite Disney characters waving, my favorite music playing. Then we began to cross an open area, which I think was generally towards the exit of the park. My attention was firmly fixed on Minnie Mouse, who was ahead of me, when my dad grabbed my hand. I stuck to the rules. The deal was I held my parents' hands. So off we went towards the exit to leave. When Dad started running, I began to run too. I wasn't sure where we were running to, but I was a hyperactive child, so I was like, "Yay, running!" Then I heard my mom scream. And I mean scream, my name from behind me. I looked over my shoulder to see my mom, brother, and to my surprise, my dad chasing after me. I felt the hand holding mine tighten and looked up at a man I thought was my dad. He was a mid-50s man with gray hair and a gray beard. Definitely not my dad. The creepy dude never once looked at me. His face was blank and seemed pretty calm. My little feet brakes came on out of shock, and I became a lead weight, which along with the people who stopped around us due to my mom screaming, was enough for my sprinting family to catch up with me. The would-be child abductor then clearly decided that he didn't fancy his chances against my dad, dropped my hand, and disappeared. My dad chased him and my mom grabbed me. I can't remember much of what happened afterwards. Dad was built for comfort, not speed, so didn't catch the dude. Mom was hysterical, and I was depressed because this meant I was never let off the leash again.